that al pi din, there's a din of day machsoyre yasheyech salori. It's a scary halacha. Means how much tzedakah do you have to give? Day machsoyre yasheyech salori. Which means, if you have the whereabout, if you have the ability, you have a chiyuv to give a person whatever they need. Day machsoyre yasheyech salori. So lechora that means, poor guy comes to your house, right? And he needs, and you have, no? Day machsoyre yasheyech salori. Guy comes, he's, you're a multimillionaire, you don't have a problem, you can afford it. And the guy comes, he says, listen, I'm $25,000 short on my mortgage, and my car payments are behind it. $100,000 will make me, put me back together. And he gives you receipts, not a faker. He gives you receipts. $100,000 will make me whole. Please give me. And the guy is Mr. Reichman. Yeah, you can write out $100,000. Well, he has a chiyuv to do that. Right? Okay, so you may say, well, myself. You know, if somebody could bring a Shulchan Aruch, you're a day of Chela Gimel. You know, Maisa Ksofim is a big debate on its own. What's the chiv exactly, Maisa Ksofim? The big tumult about Maisa Ksofim. Is it a chiv d'Raisa? Is it a chiv d'Rabbonon? Is it a minik chachomim? Not so poshuk what exactly Shkoyach Simcha. Not so poshuk exactly what the chiv is. Oh, this may be the multi. Is this the multi krach? Yeah, I'm sorry. I need a Reish Nun. This goes to Reish Beis. See, this is multi volume. I'm old-fashioned. So Lamaisa, the way the Shulchan Aruch brings it down is that there are three levels of tzedakah. There's Ayin Ra, and Beinonis, and Ayin Yof. Just like you have by Trum, right? A 40th, a 50th, or a 60th. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down Hilchas Tzedakah, the same thing. You have a generous, you have Ayin Yof, you have Ayin Ra, and you have Ayin Beinonis. Meiser is Beinonis. That's the way, Shkech. You got it. You're good. Okay? So Shulchan Aruch says like this. What is the sheer tzedakah that you're supposed to give? So Shulchan Aruch says like this. Listen to the Lashon. Kama noisnim, how much do you give the yoni? Dei machsoiro yasheyach salai. Listen to this. If he's hungry, feed him. Tzorch ksus, yichaseil. He needs clothing. The guy comes, he looks like he's out of style. Get him a suit. He only has two buttons on his jacket. Now it's six, the style is six buttons. Give him a new suit. Eloi klei bayis, koine klei bayis. He's furniture. The guy says, you have a living room set? I'd like a leather section. Okay? Nice and nice. Hoya ben ashirim. Talking to Mr. Reichman. Right? Came right out a $100 check and say, Tiskel mitzvah, l'chaim l'shalom. The call echod noisein l'fim mashu tzorch. Give them what he wants. Then we go on. If the guy's used to having Italian bread, you can't give him a piece of rye bread. White bread, face first. You know, full of preservatives. The guy's used to freshly baked bread. Rogel bepaschama, go there and get him the bread. Ein lo isha, get him a wife. Masin lo isechin le bayis. This is unbelievable. This is gevaldik. Right? It's kedai to go into the oni business. Gevaldik. Right? Understand? So that's this, right? Now, if you go back to the simon before, Kamachai, we think. Shir Nesina. He says, Choymesh is mitzvah ma'amuvchar. Echad me'asorim, mi'de beninis. Pochas mi'kan ayin ro. But there's one word in the beginning of the simon. Shir Nesina, im ein yodei masagas. Okay? Then, yitain ad choymesh tochas. But it starts first with the words, im yodei masagas, yitain kefit tzorech aniyim. Comes the shach, kiddula, come on. So shalom, you got to start saving up money here. You have a lot of money, by the way, with your bar mitzvah money, with this and that. It's not so pushing. So when Moshe comes,
Also ich stehe da. So Shalom Luchair is right. We have a guy that comes. We have one guy comes for tztokah to our home from the city. He comes first. We hold that it's really one person. He comes as two people. He officially comes once a year. Okay? But since he's two, so he comes twice a year. And since he usually holds that he only comes once a year, when he comes twice, so the same guy comes four times. One out Moshe and one out Shlomo. And then one else, he didn't come yet that year. One else, Moshe didn't come that year, and one else, Shlomo didn't come that year. My wife started writing down every time he comes. I think one is with glasses and one is without the glasses, right? Anyway, well, my sir. So we give him a nice check every year. He's very, he's good. He's good at collecting it. We give him a nice check. So Shlomo always tells you have to give him more. So you see, maybe right. As they stay in Shulchan Aruch, kefitz harachanim. Kefitzer Hanim. Yankiv here? Kefitzer Hanim. But Lamais, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch makes one caveat to this halacha, which changes the whole scenario. Shulchan Aruch says, First of all, the chol ze ba'oni she'eino choizer al apsochim. Avul oni achoizer al apsochim eino istim loy matonu merubo. Elo matonu mu'ebe. What's he saying here? Very simple. If you know a poor man that doesn't go around collecting, so really he's relying on you. So you become that benefactor. And if you can afford it, you have a chiv, because you're the only one he's relying on. Let's say you have a relative. You know that relative is not going shoyel al hapsach. He's not shoyel al hapsach. That would be a prime example, such a thing. Somebody's a wealthy man, and he has a relative. He knows that relative lost his job. He has no money. But he's embarrassed to go around. He's not a shnar. He doesn't go around. But you know that this man, what he needs. So then you would have a mitzvah to give him whatever he needs to bring him back to, if you can afford it. You have a mitzvah to bring him back to where he's holding. But if the guy is shoyel al hapsachim, this is what he does. He goes knocking on doors. Then you don't have a chiyuv. Then you could pretty much say, listen, he's on the tzibul. He's mutal al tzibul. And each person will give something. What's the lumdus behind this? What's the lumdus behind it? So I was thinking, I mean, there's a lot of ways to explain it. But I was thinking there could be a simple pshat. The simple pshat is, your real chiyuv is not to allow the person to have to become a chayzer al hapsach. If you have a guy that you know what he's missing, and you can give that to him, and he will not need to be chayzer al hapsach. He will not have to lower himself to that level of going from being a non-Nitzrach to yes, a Nitzrach. You have a chiyuv to bridge that gap. Once the person, loyal Leinu, had to go there, now you can participate with everybody else to help him where he is. Some actually hold that once a person is Chayzer al Hapsachim, the holding of Dei Machzer Ayech Salai doesn't apply. Which means then you don't have to give him back, if he's used to a Rolls Royce, you don't have to give him a Rolls Royce. Because he already was never, not for positive, he's already been diminished. He's already been diminished. That's what the Isha Shunamis, who goes under the level of Isha HaGdoila, because she made Elisha feel like it's her schus, he wasn't a shnar. She treated him like he's being mezaka her. And that's the highest level of Achnasadon. That's what the Rambam means, Godol Schar Levaya, Mischar Kulam. I once said that's the pshat taka. Why? The Gemara says by Egla Hufe that if you don't walk a guest out, it's kibul shefich domen. Why is kibul shefich domen? Kibul shefich domen. The Gemara says that this kainim of the closest city to the victim, they have to say we didn't spill this blood. The Gemara says v'chisal al ta'itcha that this kainim ashefich domen. The Gemara says. Yes, loy patrenu b'loy levaya. That's pshat. The guy got stabbed to death, Nebuch. You find a body, he's stabbed to death. So somebody overtook him and killed him. Right? So why patronu beloy levaya? Why would that be shefich domen? What's the shaykhis? So I want to say a simple pshat. According to the way I'm learning, when you malave somebody, you make them feel oishnor. If a guy's oishnor, he's a stronger person. He may have been able to overcome whatever came his way. The fact that the guy got taken over by whatever unglick that happened to him, whatever tragedy happened to him, who knows if he would have been a different person? When you malave somebody, you machazik them. You machazik them. It's not just a question, I walked you out. I made you feel like a different person. So according to this way of learning, it could be that that's pshat in the Gemara and Brachas. Haroitze lehanes yehene kelisha. Haroitze shaloi lehanes al yehene kishmuel. What does that mean? Somebody who wants to benefit can benefit. Like Elisha did. He benefited from the Isha Shunamis. Haroitze shaloi lehanes al yehene. What's the shaykhis? Al yehene kishmuel. So you could say that you should only be nana from somebody if you see that they believe Shalom want to be Mahani. So when we say Yehenna ke Elisha, it doesn't just talk about Elisha, it's talking about the Isha Shunamis. Who are you getting the Anoah from? You have to be getting the Anoah from somebody who really wants to give it to you. Some learn that that's the basis of saying the Matan Asichi. I gave a whole shiur on whether is there a Shaila of a chosen, bar mitzvah bachim, they take gifts. First of all, I gave a scary shiur on this topic, whether the gift belongs to the chosen. The same Bechal Shulchan Aruch, maybe belongs to his father. Or his father-in-law. Same Bechal Shulchan. Bar mitzvah boy, same Shaila. That's it. Remember I spoke about this Shaila. The bar mitzvah boy could keep his gift. That's a portion. But anyway, Lemaise, what about saying Matan Asichya? Is there an Indian for bar mitzvah boy to say, I never went to bar mitzvah like that? Bar mitzvah boy says, I'm not taking gifts. Saying Matan Asichya. You ever went to such a bar mitzvah? I never went to such a bar mitzvah. That'll be a cool thing, no? Big sign when you walk in. This bar mitzvah bacher refuses to take gifts. Say the matan zichya. Yeah. So the place can talk about the shayla when say the matan zichya applies and who it applies and what it applies to. But one of the svaras is that when somebody gives it to you mitoich simcha, then there's no din of say the matan zichya. It all depends how you learn the lumdas of say the matan. Some learn say the matan zichya because you have to be talking to Baruch Shalom. You shouldn't be relying on people giving you gifts. If you learn like that, then an event, an extraordinary event, doesn't go into the category of Seinu Matan Zichya. Seinu Matan Zichya means you don't live your life relying on people giving you gifts. You're talking to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, according to that way. Some learn the reason why you shouldn't take a gift is because the person who's giving it may not be giving Belev Shalom. They may be giving under duress. On that level, many say that if you're making a simcha and close reim get together, that's called mitoich simcha. That you don't have to be cheshish. But that could be what lies in the Gemara here in Brachas, is that when you accept the gift, you should make sure the person giving you the gift is giving it b'lev shalom. The person who's being mahana you is being mahana you like the Isha Shunamis. Now, this is where Tchias HaMesim is introduced, because after she invites him in and builds the addition for him, he tells Gehazi, Vayomel Gehazi, Elisha tells Gehazi, his Talmud, he says, call the woman, and he tells the woman, what can I do for you? Tell me something. Elisha was a big Baal Moifis. He was a Navi. He was a miracle man. What can I do for you? What can I do for on behalf of you? I want to do something. I'll go to the Rabbanu Shalom for you. So anyway, first she says nothing, and then she finally says, I want a child. Anyway, he gives her the bracha. She has a child. And then we learn about what happened. The child dies. The child dies. And Elisha does a Tchias HaMesim. Anyway, not going to go through all the pratim right now. Maybe we'll talk more about tomorrow about the specifics of the Tchias HaMesim. But I want to just tell you one nekuda. The Nevi'im were able to be Mechayim Mesim. We learn in the Gemara and Sanhedrin that there was much Tchias HaMesim that went on in the time of the Nevi'im. Why does the Navi specifically tell us about this Tchiyas HaMeisim. This becomes like the famous Tchiyas HaMeisim. Tchiyas HaMeisim of Elisha. Why does it say Tchiyas HaMeisim? I was thinking that you could say the Pshat is like this. It could be this is the Pshat. We know that the kapora for the chet of the Egel Azov is the Pora Adumim. Right? Why is it, what way is the Pora Adumim machapa for the Egel Azov? Something. There's some connection between the Pora Adumim and the chet of the Egel Azov. What's the connection? I want to say that you could say a simple pshat. When Hashem came to create the world, so we know there was a whole debate in Shemayim. And Chazal tell us the debate. The Medrash, the beginning of Bereishis, brings down that Hashem went, he was nimlach b'pamalia delay, he made a whole board meeting upstairs in Shemayim, he invited the board of Malachim to discuss whether the world should be created. That was on the agenda. Should the world be created? Zok the Gemara, Zok the Medrash, so there were three groups of Malachim. Malachi Shalom, right? Malachi Emes, and Malachi Sheker. Chesed. Those were the three groups that were invited. Emes, Chesed, and Shalom. Those were the three groups. And two of the three groups said the world shouldn't be created. The Malachim that represented the truth, Emes, said it's Kulei Sheker. The world is full of falsehood. The world is Sheker. Don't create the world. That was the group of the Malachim that represented truth. The Malachim that represented peace said, don't create the world. It's full of katata. It's full of fights. It's full of so much fighting going on. Don't create the world. Fine. Chesed said it should be created. Why? Because the world is a place that you can do chesed. This universe has a special blessing. That it's a universe where you can do chesed. Even the behemoths could do chesed. And the Mela, that's that group. The Malachi Chesed said the world should be created. So now the Baruch Shem had a dilemma. The board meeting didn't go very well. Because two of the three representatives said the world shouldn't be created. Right? Only one group said the world should be created. By a regular board meeting, to be outvoted. So Chazal say, so what Ma'osa, what did Hashem do? Hishlach Emes Alsa. He threw Emes into the ground. Pasha Pshat, if you learn on elementary level, he threw them out of the meeting. Fired from the board. Emes, fired. And that's it. And then the Medrash ends. Hado d'chsiv oilom chesed yibonei. So the way the Medrash reads it is, the world was created because of the Malachim that said chesed. Malachim that represent chesed. That's the Medrash. A lot of kashas on the Medrash. If you notice, Malachi Shalom didn't get thrown out of the meeting. Only Malachi Emes got thrown out. What's pshat? What do you do with Malachi Sheker? So if Isaac Harif, he was a Goyin Shehid, the Polish Goyin Shehid, he said, well, the Rebbeinu Shem also wanted the world to be created. So they needed to create a Roiv. So as long as Shalom was there, so it was two against two. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom and Chesed against Shalom and again, Shalom and Emes. So Baruch Hashem got rid of Emes. Now it's 2-1. The Mishnah and Sanhedrin. Manichim devei yochav, boisim devei chab. It's a nice, cute chab. Right? Lamaise, you have to know what's shayach the whole medrash. So Baruch Hashem threw Emes away. The Baruch Hashem seal, chaysama yemes. The Baruch Hashem seal is truth. What does he threw? What does it mean he threw it away? We're not going to have time to finish the whole thing, but I'll tell you this part today, the rest we'll do tomorrow. This part I'll tell you is Pasha Pshat. Why did Baruch Hashem only have to get rid of Emes? He really didn't get rid of Emes. There's two kinds of truth. Okay? There's what I call objective truth. Right? And there's what I would call, right, a person who seeks truth. It's two different things. Two different things, completely. Now, the people, objective truth, does not exist. And that's what the Malachim that represented Emes said. The world is Kulei Sheker. What does that mean? How many people get the truth? Think about it. Does anybody get the truth? person comes out with a gewaldige svara, right? You thought of a gewaldige svara. Yeah, but there's always somebody that's bigger than you in learning, in machshava. He'll be able to rip what you set apart. Right? So you, today, you think, oh, it's perfect. I got the perfect teretz. You go to somebody a little smarter than you. Done. You walk away going, what was I even thinking? Okay? There's a maisa from Rav Rudiman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Rudiman was very close with Reb Chaim Moizer. Chaim Moizer was the Dayan of Vilna, the Gadol Hador, and he was very close. And he used to go from time to time to visit Reb Chaim Volozhin, Reb Chaim Moizer. So he went to visit Reb Chaim Moizer, and every time he came to Reb Chaim Moizer would want him to talk in learning. So Reb Rudiman at that time put out a sefer on kutchim. Sefer on kutchim. So he went through one of his pieces that he thought was mamish a gewaldige piece, great piece. And he went through it again. Obviously, he knew it well. He wrote it. He went through it well. He chewed it up. And then he went with that piece to Reb Chaim Moizer. Okay. And as he's walking to Reb Chaim Moizer's house, he's thinking, wow, boy, do I have a piece here. I have a shtickle. He was even thinking, you know, maybe it's not right. I'm making myself like I'm a big chacham. Chaim Moizer is busy with his own things. He's not in the middle of kutchim now. And I'm going to sound like the smart guy. I'm going to go tell him the shtickle there, the ganze shtickle there, the binyan that I have in kutchim. Anyway. The end, that wasn't the problem. So he walks in the door. He says, when he walks in the door, Reb Chaim Moizer had three completely different dinei Torah that he was dealing with. He was dealing with a din Torah and dinei Momonos. There were two people there discussing monetary debate, dispute that they had. In another room, he had a pesachayil of a get or a chalitza, a noshim issue. And then there was a lady waiting in another room with a chicken. She had a shayla in Yerdeya. And Reb Chaim Moizer is walking from one room to the other, paskening the shaylas. And meanwhile, Rev Rudiman comes. He goes, oh, the Dolna Iloy, he used to call him, the Dolna Iloy is here. Gevaldik, tell me Shtikul Torah. So Reb Chaim Moizer says he was telling him the Shtikul Torah as Reb Chaim Moizer is busy juggling these Dinei Torah. And as he's telling it to him, Reb Chaim Moizer is ripping the whole Shtikul Torah apart to pieces. He said, by the time I finished, I don't even know what I was thinking. He ripped it apart to such, I didn't know what I was thinking, my shtickle pair. Yeah. So who has them? And Reb Chaim Moizer could come, and he could have gone to the Vilna Gaon, and he could have told him one of his big chaburis, and the Vilna Gaon could have ripped that apart. Right? And the Vilna Gaon could have come to the Tana Reb Akiva, who Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty following this year. Could have come to, and the Vilna Gaon could tell Reb Akiva, the Tana Reb Akiva, his great shtickle Torah, and the Reb Akiva could have slugged it up. Now, who could slug up Reb Akiva? I can't tell you offhand. Yeah. So what am I trying to bring out? What I'm trying to bring out is that in truth, it's all layers. But the ultimate truth, who could say they reached the ultimate truth? And that's what the Malachim said. The world is full of sheker. The world is full of falsehoods. Truth? Real truth? Shomayim, Davish, this is emes. Choysomoy emes. Real truth? And you look at yourself as you go through life. You could think something is true today, and tomorrow you realize that's not true. There's some of the other truth. And as you get older, your standards, Baruch Hashem, your intellectual standards and your ethical standards change, and what you think is true one time is not true, and you realize it's not true anymore. What's true? That's Pshat Kuloy. But that's all if you learn that truth means I have to get the truth, I have to get the real MS. That's my job. But if you look at it, that truth is a midah. You have to look to do what's true. You have to seek truth. So as long as you are pursuing truth, that itself is MS. That's truth. That's truthful. What's truthful is you're looking for the MS. So if a guy sits the whole morning and he goes through a difficult rashba, and he works to the best of his ability, and he comes up with a pshat, that's an MS of pshat for him. That's an MS of pshat in the rashba. The Baruch Hashem is very happy with your pshat. Would there be somebody in the Pamal Yishamala could slug up your pshat? Maybe. So what? Maybe and maybe not. Maybe the Rashba loves your pshat. Who knows? We have no idea. But it's not even relevant. You're seeking the truth. What did Rabbeinu Shlom do? Hishlich emes aratza. He threw truth into the ground. What does that mean? He didn't get rid of truth. He made a new kind of truth. Truth which is here in the world. The world, the truth in the world is to look for truth. Right? That's why it says, emes me eretz tatzmiach. Emes grows. That same medrash doesn't say he got rid of it. It grows from the earth. There's a new kind of truth. You're seeking truth. Oh, now it's gevaldik. Machloikis. What's machloikis happen? Machloikis happens is if you look at the guy next to you, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's not right. I know what's right. You don't know what's right. I know what's right. That's machloikis. So long that a person could say, Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim, there's no reason to fight. I have my way, you have your way, fine. For you, it's good. There's no concept of imposing truth. You have your truth, I have my truth. And it's Eilu Veilu. If that's the case, there's no place for Machlekes either. That's why we ask the Kashan, what Hashem do with the Malei Machlekes? No problem. Hishlech Emes Altsa. Once he put Emes into a new level, that looking for truth itself is truth. So now there's no machloikis anymore. There's no need for machloikis. Yeah, you want to fight? There's plenty of people fighting out there. You can fight l'shem fighting. But there's no need to fight anymore. And the emes is, if you live your life that way, you'll be a lot more of a peaceful person. You'll see groups of people, you see, that they don't do things the way what you think is, in your mind, the best. So what? So what? They're seeking truth in their way. Eilu ve'elu. It's a new spin on Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Lekim Chayim. And Taka, the Ritva in Erevin says that in the sugya of Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Lekim Chayim, the Ritva says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Sinai, the Ribbono Shel Olam showed Moshe Rabbeinu multi-levels of truth and falsehoods. And he told them, it's up to the Chachmei Hador how to paskin. But it's all true. One gear says ayin upon him, one gear says memtes upon him. It's all true. You're looking for truth. That's our job in life. Okay, we'll get back to the Isha tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.